Let's hit it. It's What the Buzz. I am Joanna Barba, joined by my co-host, Emily Slate Murillo. What's up?
What's up, Joanna?
What's up, girl?
How you feeling?
This chair is making me a bit nervous.
We'll see.
We're back. You know what? We could have used Buzz's studio.
Oh, we could have.
Why did that just hit me right now?
We need to. There's going to be no video to this one because we need to figure out to do it on our own.
Right.
When Michelle's gone.
We should have paid attention to what Michelle did.
We don't have her camera. That's no matter true. What, it's her. Yeah, her camera's the main one. And
she has a good camera.
We can use. I told her, Mom, we're going to have to use the webcams, dude, when you're gone.
Yeah.
We have to figure out how to use the webcams. And that's why she's like, well, it's not going to be the best. And yeah, I could edit it. Not going to be the best. But hey.
I know. I love how honest she is, though.
Yeah. That's why I always tell her her back hurt. Because that's the ongoing joke. Michelle holds up this company.
She's carrying it
on her back. But she's doing her mini mester.
She is. That girl studies hard, man.
Yeah, screenwriting.
I told her, hey, you go take that class and then you come back here and instill everything you learned to me.
Yeah, there you go. You and her can work
on
some films over here. Let's make it happen.
If you missed it, last time Emily and I did our podcast, we had a live video that accompanied it. And Michelle did such a great job editing it.
Yeah.
And we did it in Buzz's studio. And he has some of the coolest stuff. Like his... the thing that he records, brand new.
Of course it is.
So, of course, it sounded great.
He gets all the great stuff. We should have done it. We need to end up taking over his studio while he's gone. Mm-hmm. Or taking a nap.
Oh, but he was gone fully today. He was gone since 7:30 this morning. Since before 7:30.
Uh-oh. Yeah, because I was listening when I was driving. I'm like, is Buzz here? I thought he was here. And then I confused it with his jury duty.
Right.
Because I knew he said he had it, but I don't remember what day. So I don't. I was wondering, like, where the hell is Buzz?
That jury duty never happened. It got canceled.
Of course.
But this morning, Buzz was not feeling too good. He did not dislocate his shoulder, but there's something definitely wrong with it because every time he moves it, it hurts. So it was bad enough. He heard it on Friday.
Okay.
But it was bad enough that he actually went to a doctor.
Wow. And he never wants to go.
Yeah. He never goes to a doctor.
Ooh.
They x-rayed it. It's not broken, not dislocated or anything.
Nothing tore.
So, and then Nico did mention, he's like, they only x-rayed it. It doesn't show like...
The tears
or ligaments or anything. He's all, that's why you need to get an MRI. And Buzz is all like, look, it only hurts when I move it. And I go, well, how often are you moving it? And he's all, constantly. He does this thing where he's behind his board, right? And I have to look to him for when he wants to go to break.
Yeah.
And he'll wave me.
Like, yeah.
Hit it to the break. That arm is his
waving arm.
It's his waving arm. So he had to use the other one today and I couldn't see it.
It just didn't feel right.
It did not feel right. And he was in pain. So they gave him like some pills for it.
Okay.
The pills were making him a little loopy.
Of course. And they weren't dog tranquilizers, right?
No, these were legit prescribed by the doctor he went to.
Okay, good.
And so Nico was like, Joanna, I keep telling him, just go home already. Because he was a little loopy. He was in pain. You could tell he was in pain. If you listen into the on-demand, I still did an on-demand. There was still enough to do a little mini episode of the on-demand.
Good.
But you could kind of hear him straining a little bit.
Uh-oh.
And so I told him, I was like, dude, just go home. It's fine.
Yeah, if it's too painful. If he was loopy, you could have just let him go. Let's see what happens. But no, the pain.
The pain.
Yeah.
I know he had to have been in pain because after a while he was like, yeah, no, I'm going to go home and rest it.
So he already got his x-ray.
Yes.
But he went home just to rest. He didn't go to a doctor again?
He didn't go to a doctor.
No, I agree with Nico. He needs to get an MRI. Yeah. He should have known from the start. It's not an... I think he would be in excruciating pain if it was broken. If he broke something in
there. I didn't see how he was on Friday when it happened. So he says that he definitely feels a lot better than he did Friday.
Okay. To be like, he tore something.
On Friday, it was so bad, he went to a doctor.
Okay. Then maybe he did think he was broken. Yeah. But really, from throwing a little ball, I don't think he would break. It would tear. Yeah, something would obviously tear.
He called it a sports injury. And I'm all like, what happened? Then Nico's like, you know that little basketball that he has in here? The little plastic one? He threw it too high. And Buzz is like, and when I tried to reach for it, that's when he felt like a, ugh.
Okay.
And his shoulder.
He totally tore something.
So he probably tore something, but he left early. And we were just like, just go. But then I didn't feel really safe just letting him leave like that.
Oh, yeah.
And I told Nico, I'm like, hey, go after him. Make sure he gets home. Okay. And at that point, there was no point in having Nico either.
Yeah.
Because it would just be the two of us.
And then just playback.
So, yeah, right. So yeah. I was like, yeah, you can go. Just go make sure he gets home safe. And he did text me a few minutes later, like, Buzz is home
Buzz
safe.
Buzz is fine.
Yeah.
So will he be back this week?
I don't know. That's a good question. And if he's not, I probably should have written down all the best ofs I did
today. That's what I was going to say. What are we doing tomorrow, guys?
What am I going
to
do tomorrow?
I don't know. I think he has to because we have corporate coming in tomorrow.
Oh, that's right.
He has a meeting. Yeah, everyone dress up. I did not put any makeup on today or came like whatever because I was like, tomorrow I have to dress up and be bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and be like, I love my job. Please don't kill
me. We love it here.
It's great.
Look at what a great job we're doing, kind of.
You see, I put makeup on.
I tried. Oh, my God. So our sister station has lost its co-host on the morning show.
Oh, yes. My radio mama.
Your radio mama's gone.
My radio mama's gone. I feel so alone.
And they brought in Iris Lopez, who everybody knows from TV and stuff.
Sunday Fun Day moment on KBIA.
TV's Iris Lopez, right?
And she's Mija, yes you can, Iris.
Yes. So she's filling in. And I feel like crap every time I see her in the morning.
She is dressed to the nines.
Yes.
She's on top of it. She's making reels while she's on air.
Right?
She's going at it.
How?
She is chugging energy shots, though, because Michelle and I both are like, girl, how you feeling? And then she had a little energy shot. She's like, I'm taking these. I'm like, yeah, that's what you got to do.
I walked in the other day, and I, like, had woken up so late that day. I barely brushed my hair and brushed my teeth. And I walk in, and she's like, hi, good morning, with her hair nice and her makeup, and she's dressed nicely. And she was here before me. She's here. She's always here before me. And I'm all, oh, my God. This chick has, just started, and she's already, on top of it.
But don't you remember when he first started, too, and you were like,
I know. I do remember the one point where I just stopped. Like, I would still dress up nicely.
Yeah.
And then at one point, I just stopped.
No, I'm here.
I was like, you're going to get a T-shirt and pants. I'm wearing pants.
Yeah, I always just feel like, okay, I'm wearing a band shirt. I'm on KISS right now, but hey, it's okay.
I always thought, you know what? This should be okay because I'm working at a rock station and I'm wearing a System of a Down shirt.
Yeah, like, I have a rock shirt on.
What more do you want from me?
And then it's the opposite for KISS because Mike wears rock shirts.
He does wear a lot of rock
shirts.
And
Kevin's always like, you need to wear a Selena shirt or some kind of pop artist shirt. You should not be wearing rock shirts.
And I'm always like, why do you care, Kevin? We're behind a microphone. At one point, I had to care because we had the stream.
Yeah, because of the stream. And they want more photos and stuff like that. So when we take pictures with Mike, he would prefer...
He has his AC/DC
shirt. He would prefer for him to wear a Katy Perry shirt, not an ACD or Queen or whatever.
Can you imagine Mike in a Katy Perry shirt?
We said we would start buying him some. That's why I told Kevin. I was like, well, look for them online. You're going to have to provide them for him.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, you know he's not going to buy them. Yeah. Or get the record, because the record label send us shirts every now and then.
I recently found out that happens.
Right.
And I was like, what?
Yeah, you have to go fight for them or like, hey, can I borrow this?
Yeah, Lisa's not here anymore because Lisa was the one that would always get them.
Yeah. No, it's only, and when I'm really cold, that is when I will go shopping to Kevin. Be like, hey, I know you got a sweater somewhere. Yeah. Be like, dude, I'm freezing. I need a sweater. And that's how I got a 0936? That band?
Oh, yeah.
I actually liked, a couple of their songs. But I was like, hey, I really need a sweater. I'm cold.
Yeah, it's freezing.
Give me that
one.
And I just put it on.
Go shopping.
And that's how you get a new sweater. Unless it's Ice Nine Kills, I will kill him for that stuff.
I think he should know better than to let anybody else take it. You are the Ice Nine Kills one.
But I understand, you like Ice Nine Kills. I think Veronica
does.
There's
two things.
We can share
them. We can share.
But I will be like, what is that? Like, I'll go in there. Exactly. Who sent you something? And then run away.
I recently learned that we get stuff from the record labels.
Mm-hmm.
And I would, with Lisa, I'm all, how'd you get that shirt? Oh, Kevin's. Kevin's
office. Monica's the KISS one. And sometimes Kevin. But we try to use KISS's stuff for giveaways. So, Taylor Swift gives them a lot of stuff. But, of course, there might be one or two things missing that I'm like, oh, okay.
That's already gone.
Let's do this part of the prize then. Just let me know what's in it. Because sometimes things will be missing. And I think it's we're slacking it. We should be getting more, I think. But I don't know if we have to reach out as a radio station. That's something I want to know.
That's a good question to know.
Yeah.
Or a good thing to ask. Like, hey, who's in charge of getting us our stuff? And yeah. also put something aside for me because I want it.
Exactly. But I need stuff to give away for the app. And I would hope, that's what I just learned on a meeting, that they try to reach out to record labels to be like, let's do more together, or let's do this giveaway or that giveaway. Even locally, I want to figure out something to do giveaways with local restaurants here or something. But
that'd be fun.
Hey, if you know a local restaurant, just saying, reach out to our people.
If you or someone you know has a local restaurant that they are excited
or
to
store.
Promote,
or you can do store. Chico Relic, I'm looking at you.
Chico Relic is great.
We're talking to you. You can't see me, but talking to you.
We're talking to you. Please reach out to us. 4180 North Mesa.
Sponsors and endorsers.
We need some great people, and we would love to highlight local.
Exactly.
I mean, we can get things like Wendy's and
National
things, but what we really want to focus on is local.
A.K.A. Joanna and her buttery biscuits.
Buttery
biscuits. No, you don't like biscuits. What is your commercial? Screw those biscuits.
Yeah, the buttery flaky breakfast biscuit at Wendy's.
Okay, because I was like, one of them sounds like, don't eat that because it's going to ruin your car.
Don't get those other biscuits that are crumbly and dry and will ruin your day and your car. Go to Wendy's and get their buttery.
But she's so right.
I finished one of them one day and Buzz like interjects and he's like, that was amazing. He's like, you made me want to get it. He's like, I bet they're not even as great as how you're describing them.
Send in those air checks.
You're welcome. Yeah, like, they came to the right person.
There you go, Wendy's. And so locally, if you want Joanna.
But locally, I would love.
She can sell your product.
Sell your stuff.
Just
saying. Ask Sleep Number. They've asked for another year with
you. There you go. Boom. Make it happen.
Yeah. We would love to highlight local.
I think we can do it.
And I think that's all. That's probably one of the greatest things about this place.
Yeah.
We want to focus on local.
Yeah. Compared to robotic stations.
Yeah.
You know, we can do a better job.
We're actual El Pasoans living here talking to you from behind a microphone. You know, it's not somebody from Portland or somebody from like Boston.
Or Bobby Bones.
Or Bobby Bones or Free Wings and what's the other one? Free Bring
Hot Wings.
Hot Wings and beer.
They have a great show though. I wish we could be on their level. We will be one day.
We are El Paso level of free hot wings and beer.
You guys are.
I want to say.
And if we could ever bring back the streaming without issue, then yes.
That'd be great. Yeah. I know a lot of people want to bring the streaming back.
Yeah.
Logistically, it's a nightmare, though.
It is. It truly is, guys. So.
And we get the messages all the time. Where's the streaming? Why aren't you streaming?
Back. We do. We eventually need to work on more photos and Facebook Lives and things like that.
For sure.
But we need another person.
We really do.
Yeah, we need to get you guys either a phone screener or a co-host. One of them.
Our potential new hire will not be joining us.
I don't think so.
I don't think she's coming back.
So the search is on.
The search still continues. Much to the dismay of Buzz, who does not want a co-host.
He wants the three musketeers.
He wants, like, they're shoving a co-host in his face. Buzz is... like complete quote was, they're trying to convince me that this is exactly what I want.
This is what you need. They're gaslighting you. They're gaslighting. He screamed that in one of the meetings recently. They're gaslighting me.
I was so mad that time. I can laugh about it now, but at the time I was like, are you kidding me?
Buzz threw
a tantrum, you guys.
Fun times.
And it got so bad that at the end of it, like, he was just so mad. He started just insulting Nico and I. Joanna, the way you bring up the app chat messages is lame and I hate it. Nico, you need to work on your delivery. And I was just like, okay, I know that you're going through something.
Who
right
hurt
now,
you?
But
see, you have a great personality to conflict control. Like, you're great at that. And that's what he needs. But.
And then next morning, Joanna, I'm sorry.
That's what I always say when someone will bring it up. Like, well, he does apologize, but you know.
But I do that thing where I'm on. What are you sorry for?
Tell me exactly
what you're sorry for.
Yeah, see, that's a good one.
He's like, I didn't mean to offend you.
We need therapy for the morning show.
We need group therapy.
We need group therapy instead of like those group meetings. just group therapy.
Just a therapist right there to tell us.
Like, yeah, 30 minutes of brainstorming and then another 30 minutes of let's talk it out. What's bugging you this week? Okay, and then we talk about it. Draw a picture. I don't know. Something on therapeutic.
The bear. Show us on the bear where you were, you know, I don't want to say touched, but...
Hurt.
Exactly.
Where were you
Show
hurt?
Us on the bear where they hurt you.
And Buzz is going to point to his shoulder and be like, this part really hurts.
Buzz would deflect so badly.
He would. That would
He's
be
not comfortable in situations like that.
We should have you guys go, because I know Buzz will like poo-poo on it. And as long as the people would be cool with it. There's a spa that Monica went to for because she wanted to write about it. Uh-huh. But it's a spa where they give you a massage or a facial, one of them. But they also, like, read your aura.
Oh, my God.
And I would love to see Buzz in that environment.
So poo-poo it, but God, I want to see it happen.
Yeah, because Monica's like, yeah, it's real cool. They told me, like, this is your energy. This is what's going on. This is what I see with you. And I was like, we need to get Buzz in there.
We're like, this is Buzz. Please don't let the black cloud that constantly follows him stop you from doing your job.
Yeah, I like when those people come in, yeah, so they can be like, ooh, your aura's
Buzz
dark.
Can be so negative sometimes.
And we need to cleanse that aura or give him something. There's I know he looks down upon it, but...
Right, but that would be hilarious.
We need to cleanse his soul.
It's a little late, but I think we could just, like, dust off a little bit of it.
A little bit.
When we had Brandon and Lisa in... There were times, a lot of times, where, you know, they would bump heads a lot.
Yeah.
And I would always have to be the one that, now, let's not fight.
You're so good at that.
Because it's like children.
We should start a series between Buzz and Nico. And you're going to have to be like the, all right, therapy, 10-minute therapy.
Those dudes are beyond therapy, I think, because Nico likes to always say, like, this is just how we are. And then he's like, this is how we would be.
He's in such an abusive relationship.
I think so, right?
Yeah, he's just used to it. Like, it's fine.
It's fine.
This is us. This is
what we do.
We're a sitcom couple. This is us. We're funny.
But yeah, that one time Buzz, like, was so mad. He just started throwing insults at me and Nico. And I was like, all right.
Like a child.
I'm going to walk away from this.
It's like when the child, you're like, I hate you, Daddy.
Yeah.
And I hate you, Mommy.
You just have to be like, you know what? You're going to stay here in your studio by yourself.
Think about what you've done.
And think about what you've done. And then the next morning... Joanna, I'm sorry.
What are you sorry for, though?
What are you sorry for, Buzz?
So, no. You guys are a good threesome.
Nice.
But.
But.
If we want to do more, you need a phone screener, man. At least a phone screener. If Buzz is going to fight the co-host thing. But, again, we have no say in that. I don't even know if Buzz has a say in that.
That's a good point.
At least a phone screener until
he really
get
wants
situated.
A phone screener.
Yeah.
That when I've asked him, I'm like, well, do you want a co-host? He's like, I like the way it is right now. He's like, I'd like for it to be the three of us. But we need a phone screener.
I was like, and the phone, though. Because he loves that phone. And that's a lot on you.
And there's times where I can get to the phone.
Yeah.
And the phone lines are ringing. Like,
yeah,
I can see them.
And he
light
won't
up.
Let Nico go sit away
right.
from him.
Nico can't leave him because that's his comfort zone.
Yeah, and either way, it does take away a voice because
exactly.
you have to be on that phone.
Yeah.
So, Michelle.
Again, may I direct you to Michelle?
We need somebody.
I think she'd be great. But
or even if they get an intern. I know 600's the one that always loves interns. But I am not even sure what they look for in an intern anymore. When's the last KLAQ intern?
Me?
Who was the last one? You?
I don't know who came after me then.
Honestly,
Michelle
yeah.
probably.
Well, no, she was 600. 600's the one who gets all of the interns.
Okay. So then for Q, me?
Probably you.
It was probably me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I finished the semester, and then it was the spring semester.
And that's when they'll be like, hey, do you want to work here
and
for a minimum?
And towards the end of it, they were like, hey... A position opened up. It was that one guy who did the overnights.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they were like, do you want it? And I had 5 weeks left of school. And I was like, I'll take it. I needed a job at that point.
Yeah.
And I was like, I can do this. I have 5 weeks left of school.
Push through it.
How the hell did I do it?
Overnights?
Overnights, I had full-time school.
Ugh.
Because it was my final semester and I kind of like threw the maths onto it.
Uh-huh.
Because I didn't take math the entire time.
Oh, really? Yeah, and you need at least take
I needed one.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I had a full schedule. I don't know how I did it. 10 to like 6 at night.
That was your iris moment where you were like fresh. Yeah.
And now look at me. I work 8 hours and I go home and I'm all, woo.
And it's time for a nap. Out.
Yeah. Pulled an all-dayer. I'm up since 4, all right?
Yeah, no, you guys still, I don't think, at least Trisha used to say that, and I think that's part of why she was like, yep, time to go, that you never get used to waking up that early.
Buzz has said the same thing.
It will never be a good thing.
I said something one time, he's like, oh, do you think that you're going to get adjusted to it? He's like, you'll never get adjusted to this. And I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah, no, it's rough.
I'm just going to feel like so this rough. Forever.
Yeah, you're always going to be sleep deprived.
And I always used to be like, I'm going to take the earliest classes so I could be done by the day, like the middle of the day.
Yeah.
Go home and have the rest of the day to myself. So when I got on the morning show, I'm like, that's great. I can have the rest of the day to myself.
Oh,
and for the first like maybe year and a half, yeah. I was like, I have the whole day to myself now. A year later, I'm like, oh, thank God I can go home and take a nap.
Oh, no. Yeah. It's a nightmare. It's totally a nightmare, especially with school.
Oh, it was bad.
Yeah. No.
But I don't know how I did it.
No. Even when I first started dating Fo, that, and I was on the morning show, that I would go see, like to go visit him because mm-hmm. he was the trucker whenever he was here. I'd be like, oh, I get to spend time with you. I would take a nap. And I had to apologize. Be like, I'm so sorry. The little time I have with
you're
you.
All, sorry, my love.
But this is me. Yeah, this is me. I'd go to his house. Be like, oh, let's watch a movie. Never. And it wasn't even like the undercover, like, let's watch a movie. It was like, oh, let's watch a movie. Knocked out.
You're like, yes, let's.
Yeah, sorry. So I could never even told him I can't do this. This is my job. Take it or leave it. Like, yeah. This
and
is me.
He took it. Good
then
for
he did.
Him.
But it's a nightmare. It's a total nightmare working mornings.
Oh, my God. So. I can't date.
You can date. Just it has to be someone who accepts, like, yeah. I want to take a nap.
If you are okay out there with me napping.
Yeah. Or like afternoon dates.
Get at me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take
when
Joanna
I still
to
have
the movies,
that spurt.
Let
that,
her sleep.
When I still have that spurt after the show where I'm like, I'm going to do everything. And then get me then.
Afternoon dates?
Afternoon dates.
Then you both go your separate ways. You take a nap. And he decides, like,
genius.
This is the life I need.
Genius, yeah. Emily.
We should do it, Joanna.
Gentlemen.
Throw it out there.
If you are into afternoon dates.
Throw it into the universe.
Or,
if you like
alternatively.
Cats, horror movies.
Horror movies.
And what else? Cats, horror
naps.
Movies. Naps.
And if you are okay with, hey, if we're going to have a nighttime date, I will probably end up in your bed, but sleeping.
But sleeping. And it ends at 8 p.m.
Or it ends at 8.
Because she's got to be home by 9.
Take it early. I'm going to put that on my Tinder profile. I'm going to go back on Tinder. We're going to try it again.
Write it all out. Put it out there. Make it happen.
Oh, my God. I'm going to be alone forever.
That's why Buzz has his issues.
I think so.
Maybe that's why. We're going to have to ask him.
He hasn't complained about his girlfriend lately.
How does radio affect your dating life, Buzz? We should ask him that. But he has a girlfriend.
He has a girlfriend. A live-in girlfriend.
He's made it happen.
It's possible. But,
no, I don't know.
I don't know.
We'll make it work. We should do something, though. We should do... Well, I think we've tried that before. We try to put Buzz in a dating... Like, make a fun dating event with someone locally. I think when they were looking
speed
for The
dating.
Bachelor or speed dating. And he
That'd
was
be
like,
hilarious.
You better not put me in any of that.
We put him up on farmersonly.com.
Oh, yeah. And Lisa did that to me, too, back in the day. And I was like, dude, really?
Oh, my God.
And she's like, yeah, because you live in Famous. Like, no. I live there. Exactly.
Okay, California.
So I don't need farmers.
I'm already at the farmers only section.
I grew up with them. I don't need them in my life. And I remember the next day I was trying so hard to delete the account. Because like, freaking Lisa. Like, they did it as a joke. Buzz and I. And I was like, damn it. I should be deleted.
Buzz still calls you the little country mouse.
I know. I'm like, dude, really? It's Famous. Go to Famous and tell me how
He's
country that is.
Our little country mouse, Emily.
Jesus. He still makes fun of me for not knowing what chicken parmesan was. Because it's gross, first off. Yeah, I never had that in my life.
We're Mexican.
Nobody
That's not
eats
on
that.
Our daily menu.
I
right?
just went to Olive Garden like 2 years ago. I'm not into You're Italian all,
and
food.
Let me tell you, the chicken parm was not the first thing I ordered.
Yeah, no. I was like, what's with these breadsticks? Not into them either. Just saying. Not a big fan of Olive Gardens because I had a gift card.
Oh, nice.
That's the only
I
reason.
I love Olive Garden.
You do? I don't care for Italian food, honestly. Not my cup of tea.
How was the chicken parm where you went, though?
It was all right. I don't like red sauce.
Would not.
I don't. Yeah, no. It was that some New York like family style thing.
Oh my god!
I forgot what. I don't even remember the restaurant. I only remember going to the Disney store in New York. How was it there? Like, oh, it's so magical because it's a 2-story Disney thing, and then you can ride up and.
Oh my god!
It was magical.
That sounds amazing. That sounds like the best part of
that. That was the best part of the trip. Not visiting the headquarters of Town Square. No. Mm-mm. Or YouTube. I did get to go to YouTube and get a lecture in YouTubing.
You're all great. You guys hiring?
Yeah, I was like, you guys got snacks? We just sat in the section where their snacks were.
Have you seen like, that there's like places that provide great snacks for free?
And daycare. Yes,
and I do. Daycare.
We were just talking about this with Kevin, our program director, Veronica and I. Yeah, and she was like, I used to bring my son to work. Back in the day that Veronica was telling us. And they're like, but you did overnights, dude. And she's like, yeah, that was the difference. It's like, I can't bring her during the day. She's awake.
I don't know, man. Bring her. See what happens.
Oh, hell
no.
What
are they going to tell her?
I'd get no work done. I would get no work done whatsoever. Overnights, yeah, because like right now she only wakes up twice during the night. So if I did overnight, yeah, you just feed her, put her back. Feed her, put her back. Watch the board.
Bring a bouncer. Put her in the bouncer.
When she's bigger, I'm probably going to have to do stuff like that. Be like, hey, she's coming in today.
Yeah.
Some places offer you can bring your child until they walk. And some people provide daycare all the time. Kevin was telling us about where he used to work in San Antonio or someplace that they offered daycare because it was a very rich place that could afford because it was a news station, a radio station, a newspaper. So they all had their kids and
all the
shoved
dying
them
mediums.
Somewhere. Yeah, all the dying mediums in one place.
And you still chose El Paso, Kevin.
It was thriving. Buzz attracted him, I guess.
Sure. I don't know, man. Bring your baby.
Oh, God.
And then we'll take turns, like, just holding her while you do something.
You guys hold her real quick and type something. All right.
Somebody hold this baby. I got a meeting.
Roger, she's going to go spit
Me
up
to
on
Buzz.
You.
Here, hold this.
Oh, God. I would not trust Buzz holding my baby.
I would love to see how he looks holding a baby, how awkward it would be.
Yeah. He'd be like, hold her head. Hold her head, Buzz. Yeah, nah, I don't want to see Buzz hold a baby. My baby. He can hold someone else's baby.
Somebody else's baby.
Not my baby. Don't hold my baby.
Bring her. No. Put her in a bouncer.
Mm-mm.
A bassinet.
One day.
That'll be great. My mom takes care of babies right now. Our house looks like a daycare.
That's why I keep joking.
Two
like,
bouncers.
Oh, I'm going to take her.
A playpen. Strollers.
Best thing. Your mama is a strong woman.
Yes.
Those
kids
strong woman.
Are adorable. But also, at the end of the day, I'm like, oh, your mom's here.
I can give you back. Yeah, that's different when you can't give them back. You're like, oh.
Your mom is probably like, oh, good, your mom's home.
Yeah, she is. Oh. She's always like, it's a hard. She just told me about my aunt. That she asked my aunt, like, oh, how is it babysitting? She's like, I hate it.
Oh, no.
You know, they're in their 70s and 60s. Oh. But they're like, oh, I'm tired.
They're a little too old.
I'm too tired. My mom's still like, I'm not. And I told her, that's how I feel you're going to be, Mom. Like, take the baby back. I'm done. She's like, no, no, no. I love her. I don't know what's wrong with my sister. It's like, okay. All right, Mom. I'm going to go to work now.
Adorable.
Let me know. Let me know. She's okay. One day we'll do a bring your kid to work day. Bring your cat to work as well.
And this is my baby, Junior.
Bring the Junior. I thought Nico would bring his dog when he said he wasn't going to come.
Dude can't take a hint. Bring a dog.
That's why I said that. Please bring the dog.
Michelle has said, just bring the dog here.
Just bring the dog. There's no excuse.
Lisa used to bring her dog.
Yeah, Tubby was here.
Buzz brought Ivan.
Oh, yeah. Poor Ivan. Is he dead?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Is he dead?
Oh, like, I remember he died. Poor baby.
He did.
R.I.P. Ivan.
R.I.P. Ivan.
He was a good doggo.
But Nico has a puppy, and he has yet to bring it into the station.
Yeah, like,
I mean, I've met him.
I haven't. I know you guys got to see him in the car or something. And if that's going to be an excuse like, oh, I can't go somewhere, bring the dog.
Just bring the dog.
If you got to come to work now, bring the dog.
Yeah. Lisa used to do it. Nobody said shit. So.
It was only when she'd bring him into the conference room and I think he would leave little butthole prints.
Butthole prints.
Little butthole kisses on the table.
His fur would be everywhere.
Yeah,
that dog shed a lot.
When she used to take him into the meetings, I think there was finally a complaint about like dog hair or something.
Dog hair and butthole.
Little kisses on the table to try to make it nice. But it's impossible.
Bring the dog, Nico. It's what we're saying.
He needs to bring it. I'm going to just look up a national holiday since he loves to look those up. Be like, it's dog day.
bring your dog. It's
the end of the week is bring your dog day.
You send him an email. Michelle has said it. The dude can't take a hint.
No. It's, or he just doesn't want to.
I think he doesn't want to. Why are so you mean. Gatekeeping the dog from us?
That's mean. We could get you. Let's see. Let's work out a sponsorship.
He could be our mascot.
Yeah. The new mascot. Because, yes. I think Tubby was Tubby's a good dead. Mascot. R.I.P. Tubby, too.
R.I.P.
Ivan. Tubby. Man.
No, I'm not bringing Junior.
Yeah, don't bring Junior. Never mind. Don't bring any cats. But Nico.
But Nico, bring the dog.
Yeah, I was like, that sounds horrible now to be like, bring your dog.
Don't take anything that we just said into account.
Pet Cemetery, it's all right.
Speaking of Pet Cemetery, we are halfway to Halloween. And I am excited because there's a lot of places that are celebrating like halfway to Halloween. Shudder.
I know. I got so mad.
Doing the whole thing.
Creepy Co., a website that sells horror merchandise or like
horror.
Halloween decor, had a great sale.
For halfway to Halloween.
Halfway to Halloween. And I had already bought the damn rug I wanted.
Oh, no.
And I got so mad.
Ooh, what kind of rug?
It's the Jason Voorhees rug popping out of the lake for my bathroom.
Oh, nice.
And I was like, I need it for the bathroom because I want to redo the bathroom. So I got it. And then it went on sale the next week and I got pissed off.
Oh, no.
I hate when that happens. But I do hate when anyway, that happens. Locally.
Locally. El Paso loves Halloween.
They do. I didn't know like it's such a big community because I forgot someone had brought it up once when they do like movie parties at Alamo or they have special screenings like they used to do with Army of Darkness. Okay. And I didn't think people would show up in huge crowds to be like, oh, let's go do this, let's dress up for Halloween, let's do that. So I think we need to take advantage of it.
We totally should.
In the coming months, we should plan stuff.
I've always associated like rock with like horror stuff.
Yes.
We are the only like rock station here.
No, we do nothing. Well, we do.
We do the parade.
And the haunted house.
And the haunted house. But I feel like we could be doing more.
We do so much more. Or even a year-long thing, you know?
Yeah.
Not just Halloween, but like horror.
I was doing some research this past weekend
onto
what we could do for Halloween that would set us apart from the norm. And I couldn't remember that thing you went to in Los Angeles where it was just like a horror thing and you just took like a bunch of pictures.
Yeah. I love scary movies.
I love scary movies. I could not remember the name of it.
And I talked to the guy who created it. I talked to his wife. Because the guy was busy at the time. And I had told them, like, are you going to travel with this? And they thought about it, but the pandemic hit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but, like, this was, I think it was even a year before the pandemic. But I had told them, El Paso is a big, you know, horror place. They would want, I think it could work there if it was something you were traveling with. Because they were going to go to Austin.
Okay.
And so I was like, well, if you stopped in El Paso... And I was like, and maybe you could stop by the radio station, you know, even just for an interview.
That'd be a big hit here.
Yeah. Like trying to be like, well, come over here somehow, some way.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what ever happened with it.
Right.
I think I could still email them just to ask like, hey.
Yeah, you should.
Because I want to know if they sold those things. Because I was trying to see if they sold them for Coffee House of Hell.
Right.
But never heard back.
Oh, okay. But we do have a lot of great local artists who could totally do something like that.
Ah, I like it. Especially Kaleidoscope.
Kaleidoscope.
Because they're great with Krampus.
Yeah.
So if Krampus we created things. Ah, I like where you're going.
Do you see what I'm thinking here? That was one of my ideas. Another one was, remember we did this past holiday season, the holiday lights thing?
Yeah.
I figured we could do something like that, but they did one night where you could get out of the car and take selfies.
Ah, see? Well, yeah, that would go hand in hand with that.
Right.
Like if we created that.
If we created something like
that. That's all
I
that
love scary movies.
It was. I Love Scary Movies was just individual rooms dedicated to certain movies. And so it was Beetlejuice, Lost Boys, Freddy, or Nightmare on Elm Street. And one more. I don't remember it. But that's all it was. So you would just walk through and take selfies.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And I know that we have a lot of great local artists that could just recreate something like that.
Or, yeah, like cosplayers or people who dress. There's a Jason. Remember, we never found that Jason. We should write an article about that. Like, we were like, for you
Jason
to date that
who
Jason.
Took my heart away. Where are you now, man?
You see? Like, all right, Jason, you work nights. You go around walking around at night. So I then you days, could go on.
I feel like in the afternoons we could meet halfway.
Exactly. It could work out beautifully.
Exactly.
Whoever that Jason is.
Amazing. That was a good Jason. Scary. That.
We need to find that Jason.
Yeah. Find the Jason.
Find Jason Voorhees.
Find that sweet boy.
That's honestly one of my favorite haunted houses. I forgot the year, but there's a YouTube video on it at KayleeHugh.com.
Oh, the year that we went and did the whole through, the live stream through it.
No, there's a no. It was when Stephanie and Brandon, and they had it at Ricky's Boardwalk before it was a food truck pavilion or whatever.
Okay,
they made it really nice, a really nice like Camp Crystal Lake, and ooh. I think it was the same Jason. Because the concern was when we did the walkthrough, they made the cabin, but there's a big drop that we were like, people are gonna crack their heads open if we don't fix that. That uh-huh. we were very concerned about that.
Oh, shit.
But it was such a nice setting. And they uh-huh. they made it really nice.
Do you remember who we worked with for that one?
I think it was still the same people. I think it was still 915 Live.
Nice.
But yeah. it was such a different setting. That's why. Because uh-huh. have you been to Ricky's? It's across Oasis Bowl.
I've seen where it is, yeah.
So they transformed that somehow. That's pretty cool. They made it really nice. And you can see that video with those people in there.
Oh, okay. I'll have to find that video.
Because, yeah, I think that would be something we could do with them, too, if we could ever reinvent it. That mm-hmm. area is still a nice place, but I know mm-hmm. it's mostly just food trucks now.
Okay. There's something that I've always told Emily when we have events and stuff, and I'm all, what's the one thing people want? It's not like they want to go to a haunted house. They mm-hmm. want to take selfies.
They want to show people what they did.
Exactly. They want to have that backdrop and be like, look what I'm doing now. Everybody wants to be like influencer style.
Yeah, we should totally have an area like that.
And I've always thought like when we had that holiday lights thing, I was mm-hmm. like, why is it drive-through only? People want to take these pictures.
Yeah.
And I don't know if the universe somehow told them.
Somebody woke up to your idea.
Yeah, and they finally did a day where you could get out of the car and take a selfie.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what people want. People want to take these pictures and archive these moments.
Yeah.
And I think that's something for Halloween, because El Paso is a big Halloween-loving town.
It would work.
It would work so perfect.
It'd be great.
And if it was us behind it, I think it would be even more great, because we're the only rock station. We kind of like lead the way into Halloween with the parade, yeah, with the haunted houses. If we had one more attraction to bring out people, bring out families. People have families now. Exactly. People my age have families now.
Yeah.
And we want to take pictures.
Yeah, like I took my parents to that. I love scary movie thing.
Oh, you
and
did.
They were the best one. Oh, it was The Shining. Mm-hmm. The other room. I couldn't remember what it was. The Shining. And that one, like, I was surprised because my dad doesn't like to go out to places mostly. And so when I said, well, I'm going to go when we were in California visiting my brother, and he's like, oh, no, I'll go. So I was like, oh, really? All right, let's do this. And they had so much fun, which I really thought I was just dragging them to something.
Uh-huh.
They don't really watch right. horror movies.
But adorable.
And it was adorable. I made them a cup.
Were into it?
Yeah, I made them a cup of their photo where they're in the Shining bathtub with that lady.
How cute.
And my dad's choking my mother, and it's the greatest photo. I used it for their anniversary.
Adorable.
I was like, it's amazing.
Let's make some great memories in El Paso for Halloween.
I think we should do that. Sick. And then we create a, have you ever seen the donkey at Universal Studios? Like Donkey from Shrek?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, say we create one of those, but like a Freddy Krueger who talks crap to people.
That'd be great.
I think that'd be great. Or Chucky.
Or a Chucky.
Because yeah. Halloween Horror Nights does that. They have a Chucky that sits there and talks crap to people. You can look up videos nice. On him. Yeah, and he just sits there and talks crap. But we don't have an animatronic Chucky.
We'll just get like a real person, put in 25 cents in.
That's why I think it's better to be a Freddy.
A Freddy.
Than a Chucky. It's easier to find a Freddy than exactly. a Chucky. Unless it's a doll. But we don't have that type of money. Just saying.
But yeah, Emily came to me and she was like, hey, we should start brainstorming ideas for Halloween. And I was like, let me do some research.
I like it. I say we create something.
And I couldn't remember what it was called.
Yeah, I love scary movies.
That you had gone to. I love scary movies.
Yeah, very.
I love Halloween El Paso.
I think we could do it. I think we should start it. People get behind it.
Let's start campaigning. Let's see who listens to us here.
I'm still going to create a package. That's why I told, like, was Amazing. Telling you. It's like, tell me what you think we should do. Because mm-hmm. Halloween's the biggest. We do a bunch for Christmas. Nobody really cares about Thanksgiving.
I know.
Except for the food. And that's kind of already done.
Right.
You know? Yeah, we don't really. So Halloween, I think, is our best
our niche.
Bet. Yeah. So let's jump on that. It's May. We got time.
It's halfway. We're almost there. And I still don't know what I'm going to be this year. So
I'm already thinking of what Maeve's going to be. This is what it's changed now. To be like, what should she be? And then I started telling my mom, I want her to be Reagan from The Exorcist. Because I don't have much time that she's going to let me control her outfits.
Uh-huh.
And I think maybe 1 through 5, I have control of the outfits.
Maybe, yeah.
So if I get a little wagon, because she's not going to be able to walk still.
Oh, my God.
Emily, little wagon, make it the bed. Dress her up.
Put a little bit of green on
her. Put some green on her. Her hair's already crazy.
Oh, my God.
But I could get her a little wig.
I would love it.
We'll see. Because then I also do want to do Jason Voorhees, and I'm Pamela Voorhees.
Oh, my God.
And Foe's just dead, I guess.
Foe's a victim.
He's a victim. Adore. That's all I think about now.
How cute.
I got to be creative. So
I haven't even thought of it.
You guys need to get your group one first.
Oh, right. We need to come up with something.
Let's do that first. Never mind everything else.
Right.
You guys need to come out with your group outfit.
It's three of us now.
Ah.
I don't know much about trios.
So much room for activities.
So much room for activities. Trio Halloween costumes. I've always wanted to do the, what the hell is it? Scooby-Doo.
Well, yeah, but now we don't have a girl anymore. Well, Velma, I love Velma though. My glasses.
I can't see without my glasses. It's true.
It's true. It's horrible. Foam explaining me like that too, because I'm always in the bed.
If you have any ideas of what great trio costumes we could do, hit us up on the app chat.
Oh my God, we should throw that out there already. Yeah, let's do that. Let's get you guys done first.
What should the three Powerpuff Girls?
Oh my God, as the dudes. Have you seen the dude Powerpuff Girls?
No.
Oh my God, Google it. Google it real quick. You guys should do that. But you be like the regular one. We're going to have to make heads for Buzz and Nico.
Oh my God. What the hell?
It's amazing because they rob the banks like that. It's great. And I've seen people get tattoos with their brothers. So if I got them with my brothers would get those versions and I get a regular Powerpuff Girl.
I get dibs on Buttercup.
Yeah, and then Buzz can be Blossom because she's the leader.
The leader.
And then Nico would have to be Buttercup. Bubbles. Oh, you want to be Buttercup? Bubbles.
I want to be Buttercup.
Okay, then, no, yeah. He'll be... Oh my God. Blondish, yeah.
That's hilarious.
Uh-oh.
Powerpuff Girls. I'm
one. give Buzz options because he's going to get mad he didn't think about it.
I know.
He's going to relate to movies. He's going to go to movies watch.
Buzz is always... His first thing that he goes to, I already know how he works. If there's an anniversary of a movie happening this year.
I'm going to have to Google it.
So I'm going to have to Google. That year that we did Wizard of Oz, I had already planted the seed.
Yeah.
But then we agreed to do Vikings that year.
And then?
So I was like, yeah, okay, fine. Like a week later, Buzz is like, it's the 40th, or I don't remember what anniversary, of Wizard of Oz. And I'm all, I told you that last week.
He was hoping you forgot.
And he's like, I think we should do Wizard of Oz. And we're like, great. And that was the year that nobody else did it. It was just me and Buzz. And then Nico had to fill in because Brandon was out of town. And Lisa didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
So Joe Pete filled in.
Yeah, I remember that. Joe Pete can fill in again. So if you guys need four, if you want to do Scooby-Doo.
He can be Velma or Daphne.
He can be Daphne. We can get Iris to be Daphne.
That would be cute.
Yeah, she can
and
be
then
Daphne.
Because
we always say we need Kiss. Kiss never wants to be part of the Halloween parade. We always say that they can be.
Things are changing now.
Last year, Monica did have her own, but...
Oh, yeah, she did look cool last year.
But, you know.
But
I don't know if they'd be okay with merging.
The morning show is merging?
Yeah, because Mike is very possessive. I don't think he would.
It's funny you say that, because last week we had mentioned something like, oh, let's ask Iris to come fill in for something. And then Buzz is like, no, I don't think Mike would let it.
Let her.
And he was like, I think Mike's a little possessive. And he's like, and I think I would be the same way too.
No.
And I'm also, what you're saying is you don't want to let me go over there.
You should. You guys should switch for a day.
Imagine.
Like, good luck, Buzz. Oh, but no, see, you run the board. Yeah. No, Mike is very board, like, yeah. I'm going to run this board. This is my board.
You see, Mike runs his own board,
yes,
Buzz.
He does. I barely realized that. Huh? Yeah, Buzz is too, he's too... I don't know. He doesn't run his own board. He's real
shishi over there.
Yeah.
Not running his own board. He's like, I'm running my own board back here.
Oh, yeah.
He has his own board.
And then he doesn't know where half of the sound clips are.
Oh, my God. The knowledge he has with his sound clips, like, all he does is start pressing buttons, and he finds the right one. And I'm like, how do you know that?
30 years
experience.
30 years.
Which, by the way, middle of June, I think he said.
I know. This whole time I thought it was April. And maybe Buzz's I put that in my
actual anniversary is, he says, somewhere in the summer.
I guess it's June.
So June, which means we have some time to plan something for his big 30th bash.
Yeah. Nobody forgot about him. And I thought they did. But I guess I just put that into my own month thinking like, oh, it's April. And nobody corrected me for all this time.
I know, right?
So it's June. But he originally started in September? Or no, April. He came here in April.
He said he started like the overnights. And then he moved into the morning show sometime in the summer.
See, and I thought they hired him for the morning show.
I thought so
they
too,
didn't hire him for a morning show? I don't know. I feel like he gave us his history before. Every time he talks about his most dreadful or whatever traumatizing breakup is when he brings it up. Because that's why he left the girl days before he moved to El Paso, because he always mentions that.
I've never heard that story.
He's told you guys, because I forgot why y'all brought up breakups, and he said that the girl,
the one
he
that made him cry,
cheated on him. Yeah, that's the one who made him cry. And he cried all the way to El Paso. Or I'm confusing myself again.
I don't know, but I'm gonna ask him now.
Yeah, I'd be like, no, that's why he was.
Tell us about your breakup.
He was gonna come to El Paso, and that girl broke his heart. And that was like the deciding factor if he should move to El Paso.
He was like, I'm going
to
do it.
Yeah, because she cheated on him or something like that.
This is the chick, I think he says, that he drove all the way to meet her because she was like, we need to talk.
Yes, it is.
And he was like, I'm going to be ready to offer her, like, let's get married.
Yeah.
He gets there and she's with another guy.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, I'm with this guy now. So we're done.
Dun, dun.
And then he still had to drive all the way back.
So see, that's where maybe I'm confusing it, but I remember he said.
But it could make sense.
Yeah.
It could make sense with that story.
I remember he said like he had a deciding factor that made him come to El Paso. And I think it was that chick.
What was the deciding factor, Buzz? We'll dive deep into that one in the next episode of What the Buzz.
When we get our answers,
I get an answer.
Yeah, because I confuse everything.
Also, Powerpuff Girls, yes? No?
No? Maybe.
Give us trio costume ideas over on our app chat, our Instagram, Facebook, KLAQ Official, either one. I need to know because I'm the queen of Halloween. So
I love it. Yeah, let's start early.
But also, the I Love Scary Movies experience in El Paso would be great.
We'll work on that.
And we will work on that. We'll start planting seeds here and there.
We're getting done.
So these are things we will find out in the next episode of What the Buzz. Thank you for joining us. I'm Joanna Barba.
I'm Emily.
she is Emily.
I'm Emily.
I can confirm. Let's quit it.